Between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and the Morning Show. You can find all of those interviews on wisconsinvote.org. Today we talked to Brian Stile. He's an attorney and UW Regent. He's a Republican running for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. We spoke with him earlier today. Brian Stile, thanks for joining us.
Rob, thanks for having me.
Well, first take a half a minute or so to pitch yourself to voters in the 1st Congressional District. Why are you running?
Look, I'm running because I think Washington needs problem solvers. They need people to address problems head-on, have open, honest conversations about how to solve those problems. And having 9 years working in manufacturing, private sector experience, never run for elected office before, I think those are the skill sets that we need to see in Washington to start getting work done on behalf of the voters here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Can you talk a little more about how your background, both in business and with the UW Regents, sets you up to represent the people there?
Yeah. Great question. So in manufacturing, every day you're solving problems. You're bringing product in the door, you're manufacturing it, you're getting it out of the door. You got to do those things on time. You got to do it under budget every time or you're fired. And if we had that type of private sector discipline process approach in Washington, I think we'd be in a much better place. Then I look to the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. And we take everything that we did on the board. I'm proud that we've held the line on tuition. And in Wisconsin, when you say you hold the line on spending, it's dollar for dollar holding the line. In Washington, they often mean 5%, 6%, 7% increases when they say they hold the line on spending. And so I think we need to take a Wisconsin-style approach of spending, demonstrated on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, to Washington, it would be in a much better place. And so I look and think my manufacturing private sector experience coupled with the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents and the education policies that we've pushed through prepare me well to represent the people of Southeast Wisconsin if given the opportunity.
Now, if you're ultimately elected, you would be replacing Representative Paul Ryan, House Speaker Paul Ryan. Can you look back at his nearly 20 years representing the district? How do you evaluate his time in office?
I look at his 20 years and think about all the big, bold conservative reforms he's pushed. And then some of those that have turned into really positive policies. I look at the tax reform that was passed recently. Probably one of the key pieces of legislation that he pushed for a number of years. And I think we're beginning to see the positive economic benefits of moving that type of tax legislation through. I think those ideas have a direct correlation into the economic growth that we're seeing. We're having individuals invest in creating jobs, expanding businesses, and that economic growth here is a real key first step. And then we need to continue those policies to continue the economic growth that we're seeing here in Wisconsin.
Are there needs in the 1st District in particular that you think need more advocacy in Washington?
I think in particular, I look at the budget process and kind of the spending that is coming out of Washington and get frustrated. And so in a private sector setting, in a manufacturing setting, when you have a bad product, that means you have a bad process. And I look a lot of what's going on in Washington right now, and I see a bad product, and it's the result of a bad process. And so what we need to do is go in and make some changes to get better results. Maybe I can give you two quick examples.
Yeah.
And so in Wisconsin, we budget every 2 years. That means, you know, sometimes that's late. There's fights about what the priorities are. That's okay. But ultimately, that gets resolved. And then you have 23 months before you come back to the next spending cycle. In Washington, they budget every year. They're often 6 months late. And then they fight for the next 6 months, and then they're 6 months late. And what you end up with is a nonstop spending factory in Washington. If we took a Wisconsin-style approach, budget every 2 years, it would give time for a much more thoughtful, deliberative process as to how we're spending taxpayers' money, and ultimately would spend that money much more wisely, and I think would be able to reduce the total amount of spending. And so I think there's some process-driven opportunities to produce a better product for the voters here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Talking to Brian Stile about his campaign for Congress. He's running as a Republican in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Let's get into a couple issues that have been on the table in Congress, one that's been there for a long time, immigration, looking at legal, illegal, and some of the gray areas right now. What would be some of your priorities when it comes to immigration?
The immigration system as it currently set up is almost a complete disaster. If Republicans and Democrats alike have let us down. And so what we need to do is we need a comprehensive immigration reform. And step one of that is securing the border so that we don't return to the situation that we're in right now. And so step one, we need to secure the border. Step two, we need comprehensive immigration reform that addresses the complete disaster that we have on our hands.
How do you get there, though? The problem has been trying to do those piecemeal or all at once, and nobody seems to agree. As you were saying earlier, no one's really on board with the same process to get to those results.
Right. So there's a real problem of getting people to focus on what the key problem is and then address the problem. And so I think what we need to do is, step one, secure the border. So that way you don't repeat the problem that we've created in the past. Step two, then, is bring everybody to the table and have an open, honest conversation about what we need to do to resolve this problem going forward. And a key step of that is to create a legal immigration system that addresses our workforce needs. And so step one, we need to secure the border. And then step two, bring all those parties to the table and reach a comprehensive immigration reform so we have a logical and thoughtful legal immigration system.
One area where some elected Wisconsin Republicans are disagreeing with the Republican president is tariffs, the current tariffs on things like aluminum and steel, back and forth with American allies and economic competitors. What's your view on the latest on tariffs?
So what we need to do is have our allies have free, fair, reciprocal trade with the United States. If given the opportunity, Wisconsin workers will win the day every day. And so we have countries that are allies like Canada with a convoluted milk pricing scheme that makes it very difficult for our dairy farmers to be able to export our dairy products to Canada. We have countries that aren't our allies like China that have even more restraints and restrictions on American products being sold abroad. And so what we need to do is to push for free, fair, reciprocal trade. Tariffs ultimately are a tax, and they distort free market principles. And so what we need to do is reduce total tariffs and push for free, fair, reciprocal trade.
What do you think of President Trump's current tariffs, maybe as a negotiating tactic to bring down things like the Canadian barrier?
Yeah, it's a negotiating tactic. You kind of know where the president is on what chapter he is on the art of the deal. And so my hope is that we reach resolution quickly. I think we're starting to see that in some of the shift in language from the EU on people coming back to the table. What I would like to do is move as quickly as we can to the resolution chapter of the art of the deal, where we get free, fair, reciprocal trade and drive down these barriers from our allies and from our non-allies so that American workers and Wisconsin workers can ship products around the globe freely and fairly.
Another big issue in elections this year, health care, the Affordable Care Act, efforts to repeal it. What would you want to do as a member of Congress?
What we need to do is stay focused on reducing the cost of healthcare and improving the quality. And you, in my opinion, you don't do that through a government takeover of healthcare. You do that through putting the power in the individual and the patient and the doctor to make choices. The more that individuals and patients control their destiny and their power, the more we're going to be able to reduce the cost of healthcare and improve the quality of healthcare.
A lot of people look at the situation and say, well, it's not a choice between government controlling versus individuals and doctors. It's government bureaucracy versus insurance company bureaucracy. Are there solutions that you see in the insurance field that could give more power to patients?
Sure. So that's a great question. And I think that's a false choice that's often presented to individuals, that the choice is between big government and big insurance. The third option that is what we need to drive towards is patients and doctor-centered approaches. And so you look at some of these HSA programs. I look at myself when I was a student at the University of Wisconsin. I had a high deductible plan. It was the first time ever that I was in control of my own destiny as I was making decisions that were in the best interest of myself. I'll give you an example. I was a young, healthy guy, so I'll use an example when I chose my dentist. For the first time ever, I called around to all the dentists and said, what would it cost if I paid out of pocket for a teeth cleaning and an x-ray? And my lifelong dentist was not able to give me an answer on that. And I found another dentist. There was a balance of quality and cost. And I ultimately chose that dentist, continue using him to this day. But giving individuals and giving doctors the choice as to how to allocate their funds, that's a key step in driving cost down and quality up. Now, I want to be clear, that's not in every instance that there's going to be a cost-benefit analysis. You're in a car accident, have some sort of serious issue. That's a different ballgame. But where we have opportunities to allow patients and doctors to make the decisions that are in their best interest, the more we're going to be able to drive cost down and quality up.
Any other issues that we haven't talked about that are particular focus areas for you?
One area that I spent a lot of time on while working on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents is how do we prepare our workers for the jobs of the future? And so often the federal government gets in the way and puts up roadblocks as we look to make efficiency reforms at the University of Wisconsin level and across the education system across the board. So I think there's a real opportunity in Washington to take my area of expertise in the education side and to remove those impediments from Washington, empowering local individuals, local school boards, the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, to make decisions that are in the best interest of Wisconsin students and Wisconsin taxpayers. And so I often think that decision-making and those dollars are better in the pockets of a student than they are in the pockets of a Washington, D.C. bureaucrat. And so I'd like to push those reforms such that we move the power structure from Washington back to Wisconsin, to our local school boards and decision makers.
We'll leave it there for now. Brian Stile, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Brian Stile is an attorney and UW Regent. He's running as a Republican for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, the Republican incumbent in the race for Wisconsin's 5th District, joins us at this time tomorrow. Between now and the August 14th primary, candidates who are running in contested primaries have the opportunity to join us for interviews on Central Time and the morning show. You can find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org.